Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
Oh, I sound like somebody in a circus. On with the show with the big top hat, right? Anyways, we're all good to go right now. I've got with me Stars Maya and Stars Dragon Spirit live on the air. And, of course, we're going to do part two of archetypes, you know, how we fall into them and how they affect our lives. And this is just a continuation of last week. And I'm sure it's going to be another awesome show. It usually is with these two ladies, and I'm not sure if we have Stars James, but of course, Stars Maya and Dragon Spirit, I will let you know if he arrives. But right now, how are you ladies tonight, okay?
Doing wonderful.
Good. I'm doing well.
Okay, awesome. Okay, I'm going to let you take it away, so carry on while I get some of these callers that are calling in right now.
Okay. Okay, this is Stars Maya, and welcome, everyone. We're so glad to have you joining us this evening. If you are new to our program, I know that you're going to find it interesting, fascinating, and hopefully very helpful in guiding you on your journey. If you have joined us before, we're so glad to have you back, and we always want to take a moment and thank the people running the chat room. The chat room also runs simultaneously with the radio cast, and so we thank the experts that work so hard in the chat room and the visitors as well. So again, this is Stars Maya, and last week we talked about archetypes, and hopefully some of you were able to participate and listen, and so we're going to kind of just finish up and add some things. And so what I'm just going to, just as a quick refresher, just in case you did not get a chance to listen last week. Archetypes are ways of, it's a way of coping. It's very similar to, and in fact, some people consider it the same as the zodiac, where you fall under a certain sign, and so you have general characteristics. And so archetypes would be the same way. There's a lot of different ways. And again, what we're sharing is our views based on our education, our spiritual guidance, our experience, and so on and so forth. I always say this, that one of the most amazing things about spirituality is there really is not a right or wrong way. There's so many different ways of looking at things. So whatever resonates with you is probably what the kind of the belief system or what you want to follow. So with that being said, I see archetypes as a pervasive pattern of coping and relating to ourselves and to other people. And as we ended the show last week, I'm going to kind of start there, and then we'll move on to Stars Dragon Spirit. But we were having a little bit of a conversation, and we brought up, talking about dark and light. Is there darkness? And Stars James actually had used the word shadow. I think each of us had used it. So one thing that I would like to clarify is that sometimes when people say, oh, well, she's of the light or he's of the dark, it can be a little bit, it can be misinterpreted and a little bit misinforming. And when we're talking about anything, whether it's the zodiac sign or our personal journey or as today's topic, archetypes, the shadow to me, the way that I'm going to interpret that and share with you, is just taking a characteristic. For example, let's take generosity. Generosity is a wonderful quality, and in its purest form, it is a way of, you know, oh, she's so generous or he's so generous. That person is very giving. You know, you've heard the saying, oh, so-and-so would just give you the shirt off your back. So generally that's a positive trait. But there's always a reflection, which many often times is referred to as the shadow. And that would be when the generosity becomes self-harming or self-sacrificing. For example, a person who is so generous that maybe they're using that generosity to give away, they only have $10 to their name. And even though their intentions are good, they're giving away their money, but, you know, to someone in need, but they're sacrificing. And oftentimes that could even go a step lower, and they're doing it to maintain friendships or to try to become closer to people. So every characteristic that we have, no matter how great it may be, is going to have that, what I would like to call shadow, as opposed to saying dark and light, because I think that conjures up a lot of these terrible images. And as human beings, unless we are angelic, in the angelic realm, and we're spiritual beings, every human being is still struggling, and therefore we're not perfect. And so we all are going to have some obstacles, and some of our coping skills are not going to have reached their full potential, and we're just not going to walk around in just absolute perfection. That would be, you know, hopefully the goal, or to reach our potential, or to be as close to, and perfection I would define in the physical world as having a total and complete understanding of nature and the nature of humans and all things. But again, that's not probably very realistic, because I believe that we're constantly learning in life, whether you're 18 or 20 or you're 75 or 80, you're still going to find yourself learning lessons. So archetypes, again, are just, there's many different types. Some people feel that there's 5, some 7, some 12 main themes, again, much like the zodiac, and they're pervasive ways. That's the way my belief system of coping. And so what we can learn, if you're listening, or what I would share, and again, this is just my input, is that you could start looking at yourself and your ways of coping and relating to yourself and to others, and to see if perhaps there might be a shift that you could take that would help you to bring out your highest potential, and to see what maybe your weaknesses in dealing with others and dealing with yourself and life in general are. So with that being said, boy, that was a big opening there. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to Stars Dragon Spirit. Hi, Jeff, Stars Dragon Spirit.
Hi, Stars Maya. And hello to everyone that's joining us this evening. It's always a nice thing when we get to do this and have a lot of people come and participate in it. There's a lot of things that you said, Stars Maya, that I agree with, and I definitely, that was one of the things that I wanted to get straightened, so to speak, tonight, was the shadow and light thing. When we're talking in regards to archetypes and so forth, we're not talking about somebody who's sitting there and brewing up something evil to attack somebody. It's not that type of energy that I'm talking about when I'm describing it. A shadow is like self-doubt or being sad or vindictive. They're different personality traits that a person can do. Just like you said, their generosity and happiness and giving without expectation and confidence and stuff, that would be the light side, the positive side. So I wanted to get that straightened up right away, because us as human beings, when you say dark, we can conjure up some of the worst nightmares to go along with our best daydreams. But also, like you said, Stars Maya, there's always different categories, especially in psychology and so forth. There's, you know, one psychiatrist that will say that there are 4 major types. Another will say that there are 12 common types. Carl Jung, what he ended up doing was he made up 3 sets of 4, which is ego, soul, and self. And then each one of those listings has 4 primaries underneath it. So it's a deep thing. But there, and again, archetypes, as I had explained before, and I'm going to say again, they're behaviors, they're characteristics. They're unconscious ideas and patterns of thoughts. When you're first born, you know, you're going to learn from who you're surrounded by, and your parents and your grandparents and your other relatives each carry a different archetype, so to speak, and you're going to learn those characteristics and those behavioral patterns, and so you're going to end up falling into the same category. But as you grow and you get older and you learn and you start experiencing so forth and so on, it, you know, it's very easy to move into another archetype. There's many, many archetypes, and a lot of them, believe it or not, will pair up and match each other. There's a two-parter, so to speak. As far as my, like we were saying last week, victim and martyr, those two always seem to go hand in hand, because most, if they go through traumatic experiences and so forth, and they're a victim, 9 times out of 10, as an adult, there will be some point in time they will go through a period of martyrdom. It's a way of thinking, and it is a way of behaving. And again, I'm a firm believer that these are learned patterns. These are learned things. And of course, again, if you go into the psychological end of it, there are always different lists, as you said. You know, one says there's 12 major, which is by Jung. There's another one that's the 4 majors. But I think keeping it simple and keeping it to the point where everyone, you know, identifies or recognizes it. I mean, everybody knows what a victim is. Everybody knows what a martyr is. I'd also used the equivalent of a tyrant, who is somebody that always has to be in control. Well, one of those personality traits could be that, you know, that person's OCD, overly compulsive disorder. And again, it's the way we relate to the world. It's the way society is and the energy that's being put into it. Because from my perspective, society, if you don't make the status quo, well, then you're labeled this and you're labeled that. But even society at large, there's an archetype there. I don't think it's that somebody purposely takes one to inflict harm on purpose. I don't think that it gets twisted around, you know, to where one day you're Adam and the next day you're Eve, put it that way. But as I said, they're behaviors, they're characteristics, they're things that you learn. And as you said, two stars, because I said it my whole life, you're always in a constant state of learning. Every single day, whether you're aware of it or not, you're learning something. I used to always say, well, it's a state of grace and humility, because, you know, when you get to those stages, it means you remain teachable. So every day you're going to learn something different. But I don't believe that there's going to be one archetype, period, in anybody's given life, because it's going to depend on the situations, the experiences, the people that you're around, and things that you go through that's going to mold you. Your energy itself, you can put out a certain energy, but there's normally always an intention behind it. And that intention, again, links to an archetype. There's many of them. And as you said, we were talking about, you know, the Tarot and the Zodiac. There is a common thread through all of these things and the archetypes as well. So anybody at any time can sit there and study these things. And most people, though, when they hear a trigger of a specific archetype, they say, oh, I'm like that, or, oh, that's why I used to do that. So it's very common in everyday life. And two stars, Maya, as you said, it is a coping mechanism. And how you relate to others, you know, and if you're self-confident and you know, you're pushing forward and you're learning every day, that's the type of energy you're going to give off. If you're a victim, you're going to give off that energy and that archetype, and then you're going to end up drawing it back to you. The two, being an archetype, there's a certain energy that goes along with it. But just as with anything, if you change your state of mind, if you change a way of thinking, that shifts the energy. It changes the energy. And so that is what you now put out. instead of what you went through. But I believe in our everyday lives and you know, whatever time span that we are incarnate here, we will go through many and several different archetypes, whether we're aware of it or not. So with that, Stars Maya, I'll give it back to you.
Okay, thanks. Yes, I agree. And if you're listening and you're wondering, okay, well, what does this mean for me in my life and how do I apply this? A couple of things that I would like to point out is, although there are, Stars James was very on target when he actually said that the zodiac signs are actually based on archetypes, and he is correct. That is true. The difference, one of the differences is that our zodiac sign is a fixed sign. I know that I'm not an astrologer, so again, I don't know the precise terminology, but when you're having your total horoscope or astrological chart done, I know there's a lot of different influences, but nevertheless, our sign is a fixed state. So, for example, I am a Sagittarius. I'm always going to be a Sagittarius. And what Stars Dragon Spirit said, I agree with and support. Archetypes, we may have a core. Our core self may have certain characteristics, a particular or specific archetype. However, as our life experiences change and we grow or we go through a good example to me is you may start out as one archetype, but if you go through a very traumatic situation or, you know, maybe it's the death of a loved one, maybe it's a really difficult relationship, even sometimes some of the positive things like becoming a parent, having a family, meeting your life partner, all these things can influence us and can change us. So how it can apply to the listeners and how it would become important is to look at, and most of us have access to online and can research. So what I would suggest is that if you are finding yourself, if you're looking at the patterns that you have of relating to yourself, and when I say relating to self, I mean the way that you view yourself, if that's in a confident and good, you have a good self-view and you have a good relationship with yourself, or if you have a poor self-view or self-image, that's going to be reflected in your relationships. If you find yourself consistently attracted to people that are not really what you want, but you're repeating patterns, and you're saying, you know, why do I keep attracting these people? One thing to keep in mind is that if you go online, of course we all know the World Wide Web is just an amazing place filled with tons of information, and you can look at when I looked it up just to see what was available, I even noticed that there was even little tests you could take to see where you fall into. So how it would be helpful is by examining what your current state of, you know, what archetype you are currently, what that current state is, because certain archetypes are going to attract other archetypes. So there's balance or there's dysfunction. And so definitely that's something to consider. Again, for example, when we talked a little bit about the martyr victim, because I feel that that's one of the more archetypes that is a challenging place, and since energy is always shifting, I definitely agree with Stars Dragon Spirit that our archetype is definitely has the ability to shift and often does shift. But for example, if you're in that martyr victim syndrome, then chances are you're going to be attracting to you people that need to be fixed, and then you can get into some of the lower, we talked about the shadow, so you can actually attract an archetype that's working on their shadow level, which just means that they're working on the lower end of those qualities, which could be redeemable. And a lot of times, as human beings, of course, you know, we see the potential in someone. So it becomes relevant to us because the more that we know about ourselves and how we process information and how we relate to others and why we attract certain people, it all does come down to this. This is something that's been around since the first archetypes have been around since we first found symbols and writing. So if you want to go back to the pyramids, whatever you want to see as the beginning of life, depending on your what view you come from, is something that's been and carried through in many different forms and ways. So it's really an interesting and enlightening, I feel, journey to take to look at some of the different archetypes. And then there are, like Stars, Dragon, Spirit said, and I agree, there's a lot of subcategories, and there's a lot, like if you look at a tree, you have the main trunk, but then you have a lot of branches. And spiritually speaking, for us to achieve our fullest potential spiritually, meaning that we're working on the highest level possible, and so we are in a state of grace, as she mentioned, and we are enlightened. We're able to see people with love and understanding as opposed to anger and frustration. You can look at where you are in that sector and how you are coping and what you might be able to work on. It's also a really good opportunity, actually, for a reading, and not that I'm trying to, you know, sway everyone to get a reading, but it really is, because the experts on Stars, again, Stars with a Z, of course, because we're special, can really help you if you're unsure where you fall and you're unsure about your patterns or why you're repeating something. Anytime that something becomes repetitive and it's not a positive repetition, it is kind of a little bit of a flag for us to look at what is at the root of this. And generally, I would say the majority of clients that I see and that I've dealt with and experienced, it goes back to their self-identity and to relationships. And our relationship, I believe, and again, these are just my beliefs, that doesn't make them right or wrong, it just makes them my beliefs, that our relationship with ourself is going to really determine how fulfilled we can be in a relationship with other people. So we can look at archetypes as being a very, it can really be an important part of looking at the way, again, that we deal with people. And I feel that it goes, it's a lot more specific, and it's almost, you know, again, looking at astrology as opposed to just looking at your zodiac sign and saying, okay, I'm a Sagittarius, so I have this and this and this and this. Looking at archetype would be, and your sub-archetypes, and on what level of that you're relating and you're living would be more like having my entire chart done and looking at every influence that is it within that chart. So I do feel that it's a lot more specific, a lot more detailed, and it can really point out to us patterns. It can show us what our positive, what our potential is. Perhaps that's artistic abilities or healing abilities that we have, ways of understanding and relating, just so many different things. So I get really excited about this because it has been around for so long, and it's found not only in the psychological field, but it's also, if you look at most of your mainstream and even the smaller religions, there is that new there too. So there everywhere we look, even though we may not be aware of it, archetypes exist. They exist in the workplace and the people we deal with. They exist in our family, and they are subject to change, again, unlike our zodiac sign, where that remains fixed. So with that, let's move on to Stars, Dragon, Spirit and see what she would like to add.
Okay, Stars Maya, I'm going to go a little bit further with a couple of things that you said, and I'm glad that you brought them up. People, it is very easy at some point for you to identify what pattern that you are in, but as Stars Maya said, the most elusive part of any human psyche are the emotions. And no matter, you know, you can work on yourself and work on yourself, but most of the time you will end up needing to go to an outside source to help identify or to help balance it out, I should say. And as you said on STARS, there's enough different venues and everything else. The readers on there and the advisors, they all have their own specialties and so forth. So I'm sure that there's one that would be able to assist you. But I wanted to go into you yourself as an individual. All you need to do is watch for your habits. Watch for your patterns. What do you feel driven to do all of the time? What is repetitive that you do every single day? That will begin to give you some type of an idea of what archetype that you are under. How do you relate to people socially? What type of personality people are drawn to you socially? And the same thing in any type of relationship. What is it that you are attracted to? And look at the characteristics and the personalities of the people that are attracted to you personally, because that will give you some idea. It's kind of like, and I'm not wanting to repeat this again, but it's kind of like the martyr-victim scenario. 9 times out of 10, if you're somebody who has been in the martyr-victim syndrome for quite some time, that particular archetype, normally you're going to end up pairing with someone in a relationship that has an addictive personality to some type of substance somewhere. And then the victim martyr ends up going into the caretaker end of it, because this personality that they have hooked up with and have decided to be with, they're going to take care of them. They're going to heal them. They're going to get them away from their addiction, so forth and so on. One will follow the other. There is a pattern to it, as you said, Stars Maya. So, you know, just look at who you're attracted to. Maybe even write down what qualities is it that you want present in someone that you would like to be with. What is it that you look for? And then after you finish that list, stop and think of who's been attracted to you and what type of personalities have they had. Because that'll give you more of an insight as well as to what's going on with yourself. And yes, there are many different lists and so forth. You can find information on archetypes over and above and abound, a whole bunch of them. But as I said, it's always broke down into three. There's always the ego types, then the soul types that are listed, and then the self types. Those are the three heading that anything that you look up, anything that you want to learn about this, those are going to be your three primary sections that you're going to see. Just an example, under ego types, you're going to look at the innocent. Then you're going to look at the orphan. Then you're going to look at the hero and the caregiver. And it breaks it down, because each and every single archetype has a core desire, has a goal, has a strategy, so forth and so on. So, again, it's very much up to the individual. If you are doing habits or patterns that you don't like and you can identify them, then you're aware of them and you would be able to take your energy, shift it, and move on or move into another phase, instead of having to stay in just one. A lot of clients just recently, especially with some energy shifts that have happened, I have met a lot of manipulators, the type of people who have to control everything and manipulate it so that they are comfortable with what's going on, regardless of who they're surrounded by. And again, I am a firm believer that as you're growing up, and even as an adult, through your different relationships and through your different life experiences, you're going to change archetypes. That is a possibility. I have met a few their entire lives, from the time that they are preteen until they have reached their 70s, has carried one particular archetype and never wanted to break from it. because they're comfortable with it. They know what to expect. They know, you know, how to react and so forth and so on. So anybody that's really wanting to learn about this and learn about themselves and learn how to let go of things and grow, definitely look into it. And as I said again, it's Stars Psych. There is many different venues, and there are healers, there are readers, there's just a vast array of people. And this also can help you identify. And two, as you said, Stars Maya, when it comes to the zodiac, it is very, very true. Yes, you're born under a certain sign, but you also have a rising, and you also have a moon sign, and that plays a part in it as well. And it's going to fall under an archetype. But my own personal belief, like you said, Stars Maya, my personal belief, you can have these signs. You're born in these signs. You're born in that energy, and you have that energy. But there's also a way that once you learn about it, that you can use these energies to empower yourself, to change what you want to change, to have the life that you would like to have. That energy has been given you since you were born. So definitely look at it and use it to where it empowers you, to where your personal will becomes stronger. Archetypes are not always a bad thing. I've met a lot of people that when you mention archetype, boy, the first thing that pops into their mind is that it's a negative thing, and it's not. Archetypes can be very, very strong, and they can be a positive. They're not always a negative. But, you know, some people, as I said, fear that, and they think it's a negative. So I definitely encourage anyone, if you are showing a repeated pattern in your life over and over again, you're attracting the same type of person, or you're doing the same habits over and over, just to give a real quick example, say you love Coca-Cola, drinking Coca-Cola. Okay, so you drink that every single day of your life, and then all of a sudden you get tired of it, but you're going to replace it with another soda. So it's basically the same substance, it's just a different name, but you're still continuing to do it over and over. These are the types of things that I'm talking about with repetitive behavior. If you keep repeating these different stages and so forth and so on, that is going to be your giveaway. That's going to be your clue into what heading or what archetype that you're under. And say, for instance, you've had 2-3 major relationships, and both of those, the opposite person, have the same characteristics, the same personality, so forth and so on. Well, that's another clue, because you're attracting that kind of energy, so there's something in you that is attracting it for a reason. So it's very much a path of self-discovery and very much a path of learning as well. But I personally would rather look at it as a tool and look at what it has to offer, and that way I empower myself and I gain more knowledge and energy within myself so that I know what I would like to change or what I would like to eventually, you know, come about. So that is all I have to say right this moment, Stars Maya, and I give it back to you.
Okay, great, great. Yeah, you brought up, I think, some really great points. I definitely feel that, no, this is not just because we have brought up some of the negative aspects. It's only because that's generally when we are struggling with life. But it's my belief that we all portray our archetypes. It's something that we're born with, and while they may shift as we grow and experience life, we still have those archetypes, and we may be functioning on a very high level because, again, if we compare it, because most people are familiar with the zodiac and the 12 zodiac signs, comparing it to that, we all know that there's characteristics that are very positive, and some of us are, at different times in our life, are at a higher level, and so our functioning, our relationships, and so on, are at a higher level. So an archetype is not something that's stamped on you when you're having problems. It's something that is inherent in us as, I believe, as human beings, we inherently have take on this persona just because it's a part of humanity, and I feel that its origins go back to the very beginning. It's only when we're at a little bit lower level that we are dealing with the shadow, let's use that term, I'd like to use that term, the shadow effects. And so that's when we can become entrenched in situations or patterns that we might want to look at how we can shift and how we can rise above that. So it's definitely an archetype should not be associated with positive or negative. I don't feel, I feel it's a neutral, it's just simply a way of coping, and it's something that is definitely able to be changed and shifted, and we can and be made aware of how we attract. And what I'd also like to mention, and then we're going to check in with Miss Natalie, is that, you know, I believe that whatever we're portraying, if we want to use archetypes since that's the subject matter, if we're portraying a victim or we're a fixer, or we're a hero or we're a narcissist, whatever it is, I do believe that the root of that is based in our relationship with ourselves. And that definitely, I feel, comes from the way that we were raised. And even in some situations, I feel that we have residual memories, even though we're not consciously aware of them. To me, it's residual energy from past lives that still can affect us emotionally and spiritually and subconsciously. Again, even though we may not be thinking, oh, well, I had this past life, so that's why I'm reacting. But I feel that, and it's my belief system, what my guides have taught me and what I've learned is that relating to others and the needs that we are trying to fill for others are actually needs that we have, or something that, you know, if you're a person, for example, Stars, Dragon, Spirit, you brought up controlling, which is a really good point. If you come into contact or you're a person that has a strong need to control and you find that that behavior, that pattern of coping is causing problems, generally we can look at that spiritually as there's something amiss there where you don't feel that you have the control that you need within your own life. So to me, it all relates back to our relationship with ourselves, and we always have to have that healthy relationship with ourselves in order to move forward and have healthier or healthy relationships with other people. So with that, let's check in with StarsCast and see where we're at with callers. And she may be, she takes the call, so she may be away, but yes, it definitely is, you know, to me, having that plotted out for you and seeking guidance and insight as to where you fall, what archetypes you fall under, and how you can strive to reach a higher state of being or reach your potential, and what your obstacles may be or what you may want to look for would be very similar to having your total chart done. It shows all the little minute details, not just the generalizations. It becomes very specific and personal. So it's not, you know, Stars James had brought up the analogy of the umbrella, and I think that I really like that. So you start with the umbrella, but then a reading would give you all the very specific and very intimate details about your personal self and your journey. And, of course, we're all in this for the same reason. We're all here not just to learn, but, of course, in the pursuit of happiness and just to be happy, to feel good about life and to have that cover our relationships. StarsCast, Miss Natalie, are you there?
Oh, I'm always here. You know that. I am always here. Well, we have four callers so far. I had one other, but she dropped off earlier in the evening, but you know, I think you could wrap it up so that we could kind of be close to 8 o'clock, if you will. Maybe give your closing statements. That would be great.
Okay. That kind of was my closing statement. So I'll turn it over to Stars Dragon Spirit and see if she has The only other thing I would say is I really feel that this is a fabulous tool, and it would be something that I would really encourage people, even if you're not in the midst of a struggle right now, it can help you to see what your potential is and how you've shifted through the years and how you can deal effectively with what might be your obstacles or your shadow, that other side that doesn't deal quite as, you know, quite as well, not on the highest level. So definitely I would encourage people that are interested in their archetype or where they would fall in what different ones to have a reading, to have a session, and look at that to see how that can work in harmony with you in your life. So over to Stars, Dragon, Spirit.
Thanks, Stars, Maya. Yeah, I agree. As I was saying, I believe it can empower you. Archetypes, again, are behaviors, they're characteristics, they're unconscious ideas, they're thought patterns, so forth and so on. Once you identify the archetype, again, I believe that you can learn from it, and you can also use it to empower yourself. Say, for instance, you're somebody that's on your path, but you've been wanting to get to a certain point with something that's just not coming. Well, again, you may have some part of an archetype or some type of a pattern that is preventing or pushing it away instead of bringing it in. So if you are aware of your gifts or want to become aware of your gifts and use that to get you empowered and further down the road, definitely. Again, I stress this to a lot of people for a lot of years. Again, emotions are very, very elusive to a person. Yes, you feel your conscious emotions and so forth. But when you actually start working on yourself, and especially if it's an area that you kind of shied away from, the emotions psychologically will bury themselves. And normally you end up having to speak with someone else to pull this out, so that it's brought out into the open and you realize it, recognize it, and decide what you want to do with it. So if you just look at who you're attracting or look at your own personal habits on a daily basis and so forth, that's going to give you an idea about where you are. And I totally agree again with Stars Maya. Charts are always a plus. It'll detail, you know, your strengths, your weaknesses, so forth and so on. It's also a great tool to have readings done because, again, if something is elusive and you're not picking up on it, say, for instance, you go to an advisor or reader, they may pick up on it. And I can't tell you the countless times that I have been giving readings to people and they say, oh, no, you know, that isn't so. And then after they think about it and it gels for about 24 hours or so, they come back and say, you know, it is there. So as I said, I believe us as individuals, we can get to a certain point with our own healing, our own growing, and so forth. But I also believe that, you know, it's always wise to go to an outside source to give you that little bit of boost to see some, you know, they may see something objectively from the outside that you're not seeing. But archetypes, once you discover it, you can use that to empower yourself. You can use that to see what patterns have happened in your life and, you know, change them accordingly. So, again, it's not a down thing. It's not a dark thing. It's not any of that. It is just another energy, like any other energy that you have worked with. It's an energy that you can use to better yourself, to better your life, and so forth. So I would definitely say if you're interested in it, definitely read a little bit about it or go to an advisor, a reader, or a healer and get some outside objective information. Because if you have that energy and you're stuck in a situation in your life that you do not like that keeps repeating, well, you'll be able to break the cycle once you're able to identify it. And so I hope that everybody has enjoyed everything that's been discussed, and I really do hope that maybe you identified something that might be able to help you. And that's my closing for this.
Okay, thank you. We've got more callers. All of a sudden, we're getting slammed over here with callers. So, without further ado, don't you like how I say that? It's pretty nice. Stars Maya, are you ready for your first caller? I got to get a little laughter in this, you know. My webmaster, Tony, listened to the show last Monday night, and he said to me, boy, you're really good at DJing. I said, well, I don't know, but I like to lift everybody's spirits and everything. And I have one caller that I have not gotten to yet. Please hold on. I will get to you. So, Stars Maya, I have our first caller. Her name is Lisa. We have several Lisas tonight, believe it or not. Let me get her for you.
Okay.
Okay, Lisa, you're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your one question.
Yes, I'm wanting to know about my love life. I did meet someone recently, and I just want to know if you what you feel about this person.
Okay, Lisa, and that person's first name?
His name is Dan.
Because I keep getting a two around you, like you've recently met two people.
Oh, no, I haven't met anybody new, but that's actually good news if you see someone else. That's cool.
Yeah, I actually do. You know, I'm a firm believer in that we should always see the potential and that every relationship is a learning experience, and so we shouldn't look at, you know, is he or she the one? If not, oh, well, then I'm never going to see him again because there's no good to be gotten. So I believe that, you know, you're learning to be open. My guides are saying that you had a little bit of a difficult time, but you've opened yourself up now, and so you're stepping out. And so they are saying just to kind of embrace the moment a little bit and not to get too hung up on each interaction, each dating experience. Just kind of enjoy it for what it is as opposed to getting too caught up in wanting to know. Not that there's anything wrong with asking. I'm not scolding you at all. And I'm just trying to give you a little bit of insight just to be really open, because you'd be surprised at how experiences, even if they're not going to be a lifetime romance, those experiences can be so powerful because they are leading you to the road that is going to lead you to the right one. And, yes, there's definitely someone very close around you that you're going to meet. Dan, I don't see anything negative about him. It's a little confusing to me because you mentioned that he was a little bit new. I feel he holds back just a little bit, which might be a good thing because this other person I feel like is going to take you on a little bit different ride, so to speak. I think it's going to be a little bit more of a deeper, more consistent, I think is the word that I'm looking for, connection. So I feel that there's going to be further interactions with Dan, but I'm not going to necessarily say at this point that I feel like this is the one for you, although that potential always exists. You know, even though soulmates, I do feel there's a little bit of destiny and karma involved, there's also choice as well. So I feel like there's going to be interaction. You're going to hear from him. You are going to see him again. But I just keep, this other person just keeps interrupting. And I feel like that, Lisa, is going to be a little bit stronger relationship and more what you're hoping for. Because the feeling is that you are, you know, you are pretty much ready for a life partner. I mean, I don't feel that you're desperate and you're out there just clawing people towards you. But I do feel that you are ready. You've gone through your difficulties, and you're ready. And I know that we've got a lot of callers, so we have to move on. So did that answer your question for you, Lisa?
Yeah, it did.
Okay. Good. Well, I definitely appreciate your call. God bless you, and thank you so much.
Yeah, and just Dan has been not consistent and.
Yeah, and
I kind of have gotten very irritated with him lately because he knows that. He knows that I'm not happy right now. So
go ahead.
No, I really like him, but I don't want to have this. That, like, it's like hot and cold. And I mean, I know that he'll come back again. Like, I already know that. Like, he's going to come back again. Like, because that's what he does.
Right, right. But then you can see the writing's on the wall. You know, that's when the reality is there. And so that's not, you know, as humans we tend to want to fool ourselves into thinking, oh, well, I'm going to fix that. And I'm not suggesting that you're specifically doing that.
Oh, I'm foolish. I think to myself, oh, he's going to change. He's going to, like, really want to be with me, you know.
Nope, nope. It is what it is, darling. So just keep in mind that this next person is going to come, and you're going to get a lot more of what you deserve, and you're not going to have to fight for it. So I really wish you the best, and I'm excited for that to happen for you. And, again, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much, Lisa. Don't forget to visit us at stars with a Z, starpsychics.com. Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa, and do come back again.
So much.
Okay, we're going to go to our next caller, Stars Dragon Spirit. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, I have Annette. I'm going to connect you with her right now, if I can. Okay, Annette, you're live on the air with Stars Dragon Spirit. Go ahead and ask her your one question.
Hello.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I am looking to move sometime this year. Do you see that happening?
Okay, first thing, I want to ask you one little question.
Sure.
Does Massachusetts mean anything to you?
Yes, I live in Massachusetts.
Okay, thank you. because that was the first thing that popped up, so that's why I had ask you.
Oh, wow.
You've been wanting this for quite some time.
Oh, yes.
But for some reason, the energy has been blocked. You've been,
yes.
How do I put, I don't want to say stagnant, but you've been put in one space for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
There's different things that I see that you have learned, especially in the last 7 to 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
But I still don't see that energy moving. What I'm being shown is that you're going to be in that space, I'm going to say, for at least another 2 to 4 months.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay, because there's what it is, it's divine timing. You're holding up because something's coming towards you, but it's not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also one little thing that's going to make the light bulb go off, you know, for you. And once you realize this or you learn this, the light bulb's going to go on, and then it's going to connect. I'm going to say within a year, yes, I see you moving within a year. It's just not going to be for another 2 to 4 months. You're not going to see a whole bunch of movement. But when that shift happens, when the light bulb goes on, you are most definitely going to be moving up, so to speak.
Okay.
Everything in your life is going to take a step up. So don't get frustrated. You're being held there because you're waiting for it to come.
Oh, yes.
So, So when the light bulb goes on, as I said, that there will be no hesitation. It'll hit you, and then off you go. And once you start, I'll let you know the energy pattern is very high and very fast.
Oh,
so
good.
Just have patience. Just have patience. It's coming. So don't get real erratic or anything. So just look forward to it. Pay attention to what's going on in your everyday life, especially for the next month, because you're going to start putting some puzzle pieces together. And the more the puzzle pieces that you put together, the faster that this is going to come to you.
Okay. Beautiful.
Okay.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Good. Good.
A lot of sense.
Well, thank
Excellent.
You very, very much for coming, and I'm glad that I was able to help you.
Thank you, and many blessings to you.
Blessings
thank you, Annette.
To you as well.
Back and see us, dear heart.
Absolutely. Many blessings.
Okay. I have Taylor here for Stars Maya. Let me connect you, Stars Maya. Hi,
Hello?
Taylor. You're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your one question.
Hi. I was just wondering, okay, was it a mistake? mistake. I just moved from South Carolina to Maryland, and now I'm just really, really regretting it. I think, was this thing a mistake, or I feel really stuck? You was talking earlier about repeating patterns and doing the same thing over and over again. I seem to be stuck in some kind of three-year cycle where I am doing the same thing every 3 years, so...
Okay, and I didn't catch your name, and that's real important to me. Can you say your name for me again, please?
Taylor.
Taylor, okay. Okay, yeah, Taylor, I do feel that energy. What my guides are saying to me is that, you know, this is a learning process, and, of course, we're very limited on the air. I am shown that I do feel you're going to move back. You said that was South Carolina where you moved from?
Right.
Okay. I am showing that you're going to end up returning there. And I don't want to use the word that you made a mistake, because I think it was a learning experience and that you needed to do this, because what everything kind of followed you, and it's been kind of a culmination, this last move, with everything kind of following you, you've really had to realize, and you're kind of sitting there faced with, okay, well, that didn't work. So really don't look at it as so much a mistake. I mean, you could make it where you're at if that's what you really want, but I'm just shown that you are going to return, and I feel that you are going to be able to break free now that you've recognized some of these patterns. You're going to be able to stop this and start coping and dealing with life in a little bit higher way, a little bit more positive way. So, it wasn't really a mistake, because I feel that this was needed for you in order for you to stop for a moment and really recognize this, as opposed to just saying, well, that's just how I am. That's just how I am. Instead, you're saying, you know what, maybe I really don't need to be this way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. I mean, you're in a complicated situation, and there's a lot of chaos around you, and I would really suggest that you come visit us at STARS and get an in-depth reading, because you can really get a lot of assistance that we just can't provide with just a couple minutes allotted for each caller. But either way, Taylor, you're going to be okay. You're going to be successful. You're going to work through this, and you've got a lot of great things ahead of you in life. So it's just about learning. So don't give up on yourself. You know, everything is going to work out, and really, that's regardless of where you live. My guides are just simply showing me that it's ultimately you're going to go back south. That's what they're telling me is going to be the ultimate outcome here. I wish you the very best with whatever decisions you make. God bless you, and I thank you, Taylor, for your call this evening.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we're going to go on to my other Lisa that's been waiting, and Stars Dragon Spirit, I will connect you with her.
Okay.
Hi, Lisa. You're live on the air with Stars Dragon Spirit. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hi. Thank you. My question is all about work, and I wonder what you all, the energy that you saw around that, if you pick up like an increase.
Okay, Lisa, first thing with you, the first word that comes up is promotion. So that could be either the situation that you're in that's coming, or you're going to end up getting an entirely new job, totally new energy with a new set of people. I'm looking. Have you been going through a lot of different things, say, for the last 5 months?
Yeah.
Okay, because your energy right now it's not scattered, but it keeps swirling in the same space, so to speak. What I do see is within the next 6 weeks, again, the word promotion keeps coming up. When that comes up, it normally means a step up. from the situation that you're in right now. And I don't see you surrounded by loads of money, put it that way, but I do see a shift happening to where it's going to bring about the situation that you want. Okay, another off-the-wall question here. Do you have any parties or anything that you're due to go to in the next couple of weeks?
I'm sorry,
any gatherings, any parties where there's more than, say, four people?
Oh, yeah. They're not. It's more for work purposes. It's more
exactly.
For...
No, exactly. It's that type of energy. That's why I'm asking this. You're going to be surrounded by somebody in the next few weeks that you're going to talk to, and they're going to tell you information about something else, someplace else, insofar as work and so forth. And it's a gathering. That's why I asked if you were going to any parties within the next couple of weeks or anything. Because, again, it's a business-type atmosphere, but it's lighter. It's not like everybody's showing up in a suit. But somebody's going to give you a piece of information in the next couple of weeks, and when you get that information, you need to follow it. It's kind of like following the rabbit's trail.
Okay.
You're with me?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. It's going to be at the gathering. Again, somebody's going to tell you about some work someplace else. The next level that I see you going to, you're not going to be in the same typical type of work that you've been doing or whatever. There's going to be aspects of it that's going to be brand new. That's why it's a step up. And it's going to be a better position job, put it that way. So keep your ears open, keep your eyes open, especially when you get into any group situations within the next 2 weeks, because you're definitely going to hear something. So whether you want to react on it, and follow through with it or not, that's going to be up to you. But I do see that it's going to be offered to you, okay?
Like it very much. Thank you.
Good. Just keep your eyes and ears open. It's coming. A couple of weeks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you, Lisa, and do go over to starswithazpsychics.com for an in-depth reading. All my readers are totally awesome, and thank you again for calling.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I've got the last caller here, and his name is Michael. Stars Maya, let me connect you with him. Okay, Michael, you're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask her your one question.
Well, hello, Maya. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. I've done a lot of self-work on myself. I'm doing, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. I'm really trying to prepare for continuing to move forward. But the relationship situation, I've been to a couple different psychics over the last year, and they've all told me that I'm going to have a relationship pretty soon. And I've had one or two that just sort of fizzle in the first week, 10 days maybe. I'm wondering, is there something in particular that I'm doing that I need to change?
Yes.
I feel like I'm ready. I feel like I could really be a provider for somebody, and I feel like, and I've worked on my, like I said, I've done a lot of work on myself, but is there something else? Is there something that I'm missing here? What's the deal?
Yes. What? And the point, and I'm a real straight shooter, Michael, so I appreciate your call and your question, and we've had some topics that really apply to you, how our energy can be transmitted in a way that we don't necessarily mean. So immediately what's coming across, let me tell you what's happening. First of all, I do agree that this is the year for you, that you are going to meet your life partner. But and you have done a lot of work, and you're very enlightened, and I can feel that energy. But when what is coming across when you're interacting now, are you attracted to males or females?
Oh, definitely females.
Okay. Well, we don't want to make those kind of assumptions. But, I did see you, with a female. So what's happening is because you're ready and you're a very action-oriented person, and you're bigger than life. You're very gregarious. I mean, you have your moments, but you've got really great energy. But this feeling of being ready and finally being ready to commit and wanting someone in your life, when you are beginning to interact with females, you are coming across so strong, and I don't think that you realize it. I think that you are, excuse me, you're thinking most females are complaining, you know, no guys want to commit, males are just out for one thing, and here you are, you're actually really devoted to having a relationship, to doing the work, to taking the time, but the energy that you're sending out is just a little bit too much. And when that happens, what the female receives, even though I know it's not your intention, so I'm so glad that you called and asked this, is that the female is getting a signal of almost a predatory type behavior. And I know that's not at all what you mean to send out. I can read your energy, and you're actually really genuine. But the drive that you have, let me see if I can put it to you a different way. This drive that you have to be with someone, instead of it coming across as softer and more gentle and more easygoing, you're coming on so strong because your desire to be with someone is so strong that females are getting the wrong signal. They're getting exactly the opposite of what you really are. So what my guide suggests is that before you begin interacting, however, whatever networking or whatever way you do that, it doesn't really matter, that you take a moment and you just say, okay, I know that I'm going to find someone. I know that I'm ready. I've done the work necessary, and I'm just going to take a deep breath, relax, and be in the moment. I'm not going to come across. I'm not going to rush. I'm not going to try too hard. I'm not going to spill my guts on the first date. You know, I'm ready to commit. I've done all this work. Because, again, I can see how honorable all these intentions are and how genuine you are. But, unfortunately, the transmission when you're sending it out is just a little bit overpowering. And so you're scaring. Now, you haven't scared away your life partner, so there's no harm done. This is just a learning for you. You kind of went from being this one person to now you're this new person, and you're like, okay, finally I'm at the right place, you know, by place I mean inside yourself.
Right.
I'm at the right place, and I'm ready to make all these good choices, and now where are they? You know, it's almost like they're almost running from you. So I really feel you just need to relax. Just relax. Don't worry about you know, it's not a sale. You don't have to close the deal.
Right.
You need to relax, be yourself, and tone it down a little bit when you're interacting with females.
Sure.
And when you do that, you're going to find that their response to you is going to be much more balanced, instead of feeling that, you know, you probably feel like there's an attraction, but then you may feel their energy gets a little anxious, or you know, they may even be really confusing. Like you say, well, I'd like to see you again. You know, are you busy this weekend? No, call me. And then they don't answer the call, that kind of thing. Because so I really feel you can totally turn this around. And I completely agree. This is your year. So you just kind of, you're an extreme person, which I love that about you. You've really got wonderful energy. Now you just need to work on, okay, I've got everything right in my head. Now I just need to tone it down so when I'm transmitting to other people, I'm not overpowering them with this. Make sense?
Sure. Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you.
Okay, good. Okay, well, best of luck to you, Michael. I know this is going to be a really happy year for you, and it's all going to finally come together for you. God bless you, and I thank you so much for your call this evening.
Yes, thank you. Thank you as well.
Thank you, Michael. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Okay. Thank you, my ladies, for coming tonight. You know how much I love hearing you and chattering away. And the room was very busy tonight. I want to thank Stars Judy Noah, of course, Stars Priestess Candy Ranson, who does all of our promotion on Facebook and Twitter, and she's going out even further now, and we've got a lot, talk about good things coming, we've got a lot of good things coming for Stars, and I hope anybody that's listening will come and visit and resonate with one of my most awesome psychics that I have. I like to call them advisors because that's really what they are. And for the two of you, thank you again, and we're going to do this again next week, right?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, and lots of love to you. You know how much I love you guys, gals, I shouldn't say guys. You know how much I love you. So I will see you next week, and bye, everyone, and thank you again for coming. Have a great evening. Bye.
Love you, too. Bye.
Good night.